It's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
I think I'm the only one in this whole state that doesn't have COVID right now.
Seems like it.
It does. So I'm really freaked out about it. So I really don't want to go anywhere or do anything.
Yeah, I don't blame you. You are right now where we were here in New York at the beginning of it all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that feeling like you just don't want to leave the house and you're afraid to touch anyone or anything.
Yeah, I mean, I'm to the point where I don't even want to go get groceries. I mean, I don't. It's not that important to me. I'll make anything that's still left in the cupboard. I'm afraid to go anywhere.
So how is this any different than the way you were before COVID?
Well, true.
You didn't like to go out. You didn't like to socialize. You didn't like to do stuff. You didn't like to leave your house. That none of this, you're just using COVID now as an excuse to not do the things that you've never wanted to do.
I know, but I was freaked out back then about flu and getting a cold, and I've always been crazy about stuff like that.
Right.
So, I mean, I remember years ago I was bitching about we need to stop handshaking because it's just ridiculous.
Mm-hmm, right.
And there's still people here that do it. I had a meeting yesterday. What'd the guy do? Reaches out his hand.
And did you say, I don't shake hands? Or
no, what are you going to say? I mean, it's
you give him an elbow. You're like, sorry, I don't shake hands.
No,
Trump is like, I don't shake hands.
No, it's a business transaction. I can't say I don't shake hands.
Yes, you can. If Donald Trump can say I don't shake hands, you can say I don't shake hands.
It's the first time I'm meeting a client. I can't say, sorry, dude, don't do it. Can't do it. No, I'm trying to build a relationship. I walk in. He sticks his hand out. I don't know. It's just, it's weird if I don't. And I can't see starting off a relationship by saying, I don't do that.
Well, then did you stick your hand in your pocket and make sure not to touch your face?
I didn't have my hand anywhere near my face. Yeah. Then I walk in and I walk to the back office where the big boss is, mm-hmm. and he has Fox News on.
Ah.
So, you know, right when you walk in.
Where they stand.
So if I would have said, no, dude, I don't shake hands, that wouldn't have been good at all.
I hate the fact that you live in an environment that the way you behave, it's, you know, okay, so it's COVID right now. It's a pandemic. And there are certain things that people are and aren't doing that are, the attitude should be whatever makes you feel comfortable, do that, don't do that, wear a mask outside, don't wear a mask, whatever makes you feel comfortable should be the thing that people say to each other. Look, you do you. I'm not into that, but that's your thing. No, you are in a world where you have to behave like them in order to get their business. So you can't even be your authentic self. You can't even be your regular, I don't want to leave the house, germaphobe self.
No, because I got to make a living.
Right.
I have to do things. And, you know, this guy, when I talk to him on the phone, he goes, yeah, you should stop by. Oh, God. Why do I have to stop by? It's email. It's on the phone. Why do I have to see you?
Right.
I don't need to see you.
Well, you're not going to get COVID from shaking hands. You shake his hand. And then you go wash your hands right afterwards as soon as you can. Just don't touch your face. That's all. Shake his hand. Put your hand in your pocket. Mm-hmm. And pretend like you just met Jennifer Aniston. She shook your hand. You want to You never want to wash it again and just stick it in your pocket. Like, that's my Jennifer Aniston hand now.
Because
I have her DNA on me. I'm going to make more Jennifer Anistons.
If I did shake her hand, I would be like Peter Griffin in that when he shook. What was the cartoon character's hand?
Boo Berry.
He never shook his hand again. That would be me.
Anyway, can I shake your hand?
Sure.
I've been touched by greatness. I am never washing this hand again.
Yeah, he never washed his hand. So he had this hand that was like, it had like gout because he refused to
wash his hand. Had a little colony of germs.
That's right. after shaking Boo Berry's hand. Yeah, that's true.
So yeah, she would be my Boo Berry. But I don't know. What do you do for famous people like that? Do they shake hands?
No. Yeah, here's the weird thing that I noticed about celebrities. every time you and I would interview somebody in person, it was always different. There were some people that didn't get near you. They didn't touch you, whether it was because of germs or they didn't want to send the wrong impression. Remember, this was, you and I did a lot of interviews around that time that Taylor Swift was suing that DJ for grabbing her butt, which he did do and kind of admitted to. So everybody was very cautious about who they touched and how they touched them when it was a celebrity.
Right.
So, but then there were some, like Miley Cyrus was like, bring it in. I mean, how many times did she hug us?
Yeah.
I was like, am I dating Miley Cyrus now? I mean, she hugged us when she came and did the concert. She hugged us when we went and interviewed her in that studio. Same thing, Lady Gaga. You've got pictures of her with her hands all over me.
Right. And, you know, Miley, I had my hand all over her. I mean, and I didn't mean to. It was just she came in that close and I went, wow, is she skinny? Because she was like this big.
But she had her hand around you and she went, wow, is he fat?
Probably.
He's a big guy right there. Not a big guy.
And she's like,
my arms around.
Good impression. But and she's, I'm like, God, she's a stick. And that's all she was, she still is a stick.
Speaking of which, you know, okay, since we're name dropping right now, so I've got two celebrity butt stories for you. And I think this is why celebrities should be careful. It's different now. It's like you go through HR, you go through that training, you know, when you start a new business, the sexual harassment training. Celebrities don't have that. Maybe like, I know they have it like on set or through the union, because I know that like SAG-AFTRA makes you do stuff like that, but they don't have it with us. So like if any celebrity came on the show and like came into your studio, my studio, they didn't take any kind of sexual harassment training. So they can do whatever they want. And I guess technically so can we, because there's no HR, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when I was working at PLJ and we were doing Dish Nation, the fact that we were on national TV, we got a lot of celebrities that, you know, when you say, hey, we're a New York radio station, they're like, I guess we'll call in. You know, and you get them, a lot of them on the phone. All right, fine. You're New York. We'll call in.
Mm-hmm.
But once we were on Dish Nation, they all wanted to be on Dish Nation. Everybody came through New York. We interviewed everybody you could possibly think of because they wanted to come in the studio and be on the TV. And that was always part of the show. Like that night, there we were in New York interviewing, like, you know, fill in the blank, Taylor Swift, whoever. So this one time, Jeff Bridges came in. You know, the dude from Big Lebowski, like the dude himself. And I forget what he was promoting. I think it was the 25th anniversary.
Or his album. He was on the road promoting his record. He was on the road with whatever band he was.
Oh, well, maybe it was that, because we're a music station. So that makes perfect sense. Right. So he came in for that. So, you know, we do a regular interview. And at the time, I was the only girl on the show, the only girl in the room. So afterwards, we're done with the interview and we all take pictures, you know, in front of the Dish Nation logo, and we're standing there, and Jeff Bridges reaches around and he got a big chunk of my butt. And this was triathlon me. This is when I had a
huge this wasn't
butt.
The huge butt.
No, this wasn't big butt me. This was triathlon me. Yeah, I was like a fraction of myself. So when he grabbed my butt, one hand, he can get all of it, you know, back then. And he grabbed my ass, like really grabbed, like squeezed it, you know, and I have a photograph and you could see his hand is kind of, it's not up here where he's got his arm around my shoulder. Like all the other pictures, everybody else, you could see their fingers on my shoulder or kind of around my waist. You could see where the other hand is.
Mm-hmm.
It is very clear that he is just grabbing my ass.
And you had no problem with that at all.
I loved it.
The dude grabbed my ass.
I know. I was so, it's so funny how like now, and this wasn't that long ago. It wasn't like this was so many years ago, but so many women would have been so offended by that or so upset or said, you know, oh, because he's a celebrity. He thinks he can get away with that. I don't know. Is there something wrong with me? And not only did I not have a problem with it, I was kind of like, think of all the ass this dude can get. The dude, like literally the dude. You know, Jeff Bridges can get any ass he wants, pretty much.
And that's his thought. I can grab any ass I want. I don't care.
Right. Exactly. I don't know. I wasn't offended by it. I wasn't upset by it. I was perfectly. And it's funny because one of the guys I was working with was like, wow, he really, because they were standing behind me and they were like, wow, he really got a piece of you.
Well, you welcome anybody grabbing your ass over.
I do. And I remember, so I went home and I told my boyfriend about it. And I was like, oh, guess what? Jeff Bridges grabbed my ass today. Mm-hmm. And I had the photo and everything. I was all excited. And he said, that's so funny because when he was in college, he was taking all these different classes and he ended up doing this program in Paris. So they send him to Paris, they send him to France, and he's doing stuff all over France. And part of his program was at the Culinary Institute, and Julia Child was teaching there. And Julia Child apparently was like this giant woman, like 6'2", you know, and my boyfriend's like 6'1". So they were the only tall people there. But he was, you know, he was college age. And she grabbed his ass and he's got the photo too. So he's like, my God, I had an icon grab my ass when I was a kid. And so he has his.
Yours Julia is Child. Much cooler.
He has Julia Child. Well, it depends on who you know, your perspective. If you're somebody who's into food and culinary and stuff like that, you know, Julia Child.
No, the dude's always going to be the best. So
I won that one. Yeah. I thought I won that one.
Well, speaking of shaking hands and celebrities, Eddie Van Halen would not shake hands.
Ever.
So what they would do is the manager would come out and he would say, everybody in the band is cool about shaking hands, but Eddie. Mm-hmm. He will not touch your hand. And the reason is he's a guitar player.
Right.
You know, if you fuck those guys who grab your hand and squeeze them.
Right.
You always know when you meet that guy and he's got to show dominance, he's going to go up to you and squeeze the hell out of your hand. So
I understand. That's not even the issue. Women that wear a lot of rings. I've got friends that wear so many rings and they grab your hand, they scratch you.
Oh, see? Well, they're trying to get your DNA so they can clone you. But what Eddie would do is Eddie would wear two wedding rings, one on each hand, just so you wouldn't shake his hand.
What's the wedding ring got to do with it?
Because, I mean, if you see a ring on somebody's hand, I guess you don't squeeze it as hard.
Really? I didn't know that was the thing. I mean, I think if you're a hard hand squeezer, you're a hard hand squeezer.
No, you're
not looking
a
for a ring or not.
If you do that, I had a guy shake my hand one time, and it was like a week before I could really move my hand. I'm like, asshole, why did you have to do that?
You know, it's funny to bring up Eddie Van Halen right now because last night we're waiting for What We Do in the Shadows, like our favorite show on television, you know, on FX. Mm-hmm. And you know me, I can't sit through a commercial. So I'm flipping through. Everything's in commercial except for some channel that's playing Frasier, like an old episode of Frasier.
Right.
And I haven't watched that show since the 90s. You know, I loved it back then because it was a radio station and we used to use clips from it as drops and sound bites all the time. So I remember like I used to watch that and be like, oh, that's a good line. He just said the word radio. I'll put that on my list. And we'll use that in our audio when we do a jock sweep. So some guy calls up. I guess the way the show starts is a caller. So some guy, Hank, calls up. He's like, so, Doc, I'm having a problem with X, Y, and Z. What do you think? And he gives him advice. And Hank asks some more questions. And I was like, that voice sounds a little bit familiar. I know that the whole gimmick of Frasier was that the caller was always somebody super famous or really interesting or like a politician or the president, or they got weird people to call in. So I Google it, who played Hank in this particular episode? Eddie Van Halen.
Did he really?
It was Eddie Van Halen's voice.
He was in one TV show also. It was like a flashback or a dream sequence where Eddie Van Halen came out and was playing guitar. And so he tried to dabble in that stuff.
Yeah, well, but he always plays himself, except for I like the fact that Frasier, he was some caller Hank with some kind of sexual hang up.